to the 20 meters.
Okay, anything else from council? Open it to the public for comments. It could be the owner as well, so.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you, Patrick. Just wondering about the extension of the additional 10 meters. There was an existing, I'm guessing, entrance permit into the property that would have met standard at the time. And this is going to be some additional expense, and it is a driveway, not a main entrance to, you know, I think the roadway actually to Floods Lane is probably only about the distance that we're talking about, and that's to access a number of different properties down down Floods Lane, and this is to access the immediate property. So I guess I would just question the necessity for the extra 10 meters.
Well, as I say, it is a requirement since it's a lot addition. It actually will belong to the waterfront lot, so that is in our bylaw. And as far as Floods Lane, that's passed. We can't go back and change. There are probably quite a few that are non-conforming. I'm just saying when we have the opportunity now with our bylaw in place, we should be observing the actual bylaw and what it says. The other...
I understand that, but there was just a permit. If we're talking about conforming and doing that when there's a change, there was just a recent change to the Floods Lane permit to extend access all the different pieces. So I would have thought that the same rationale would be used in that particular circumstance as it would be in this circumstance.
Yeah, I guess I'm a little confused. The entrance permit to me is different from a lot addition. Maybe I'm wrong, Patrick. This 10 meters that was proposed is a lot addition, is it not?
It is a lot addition as opposed to a right-of-way.
Right. So to me, that brings in another set of standards because it becomes part of that lot then. It's not just an entrance permit that you're looking for. So I'll put it out. Any other comments from the public? If not,
Mr. Mayor, it's Ted Davis. I sent in an email to you and all members of council. I would really like to know what happened to this resolution that was passed in 2022 that was moved by Councillor Regmore at the time and seconded by Councillor Haskin with respect to the flood lane extension and the request for review of the agreements that the township solicitor had in her hands, as well as the Freicourt report that was done for the flood lands, because this original lot was to be serviced by an extension of Floods Lane that's included on an arc and it's 20 meter and 20 meter in width right away. And the cul-de-sac we can see is on this lot where the turnaround is. So I'm trying to understand why this second access is required, other than the access agreements fell through for Floods Lane, and perhaps this owner isn't assured of any access. Well, I mean, can we answer the question about what happened to the resolution? It's pretty clear. It was supposed to come back to the next regular meeting of council after November the 8th of 2022.
And as you rightly point out, that was a previous council and it wasn't followed up on. So I think...
Well, it doesn't matter whether it's a previous council or not. This resolution was passed by a council in good faith at that time. Why was this resolution not carried forward?
Good question. What we have to deal with tonight, though, is the application in front of us, which...
Yeah, but I'm saying the application in front of you is only here because access, perhaps by Flood Lane, is not available.
Regardless of why it's here, it is here, and this is what we're dealing with tonight.
Well, if you refuse it, would be the best choice, because that would force the owner of the
council would refuse something like this, this application.
Well, why would you want to split up two rural lots with a 20 meter swath down the middle?
Patrick has a point.
Patrick?
I did look at the transfer for this floodplain lot, and there is a right of way to it over floodplain. And the proposed lot addition is not for access, but for a second access, for an alternative access to this lot.
Okay, thank you. So it's a separate application. The only thing I'd like to see changed by
here. Why is there a need for the second access? I'm sure he's got a 911 addressing from Floods Lane. Now, is he going to switch the 911 addressing to Burnett's Road? I don't understand the purpose of the application.
He may. That would be his choice, I suppose. I'm just wondering if we can put in here the something to the effect that the lot addition be 20 meters in width.
Well, is there section 5126 agreement registered on title for Floods Lane?
I could ask previous councillors who sat on that council.
Oh, no, you'd know if it's right. The agreement would be between the township and Flood. So the township should know whether there's an agreement or not.
Yes, but as I pointed out, we're dealing with this application, which is separate from the agreement that was done with Floods. So we're just dealing with this application this evening.
Well, Mr. Mayor, what the rationale behind this application has to do with the extension of Flood Lane and whether or not it is necessary.
With all due respect, Council and Mayor, that's not what this application is about. I agree this is a separate application that has nothing to do with the Flood Lane issue. I'm not privy to the issues at Flood Lane. That was an issue with an agreement, it sounds like, with a different council by the sound of it. And our intention is to have this communal shared driveway between the properties. And that's what we're here to discuss, in my understanding. And that's what I appreciate that we would be able to focus on.
Okay. Thank you for your comment.
Okay. I just got one last thing to say. You're creating a new waterfront lot with a lot addition, and it's going to be zoned WF2. Why are not the Fry Corp environmental conditions that the flood study said should be applied to these lands not applied to this new waterfront lot with the lot addition?
Previous application, previous study.
Well, Mr. Mayor, please. I mean, it's a study that was to be applied, and the township was negligent.
I would say thank Mr. Davidson for his comments and move forward.
Okay.
You can't cut me off, Councillor Zulai.
I'm not cutting you off. You've made your comments. Excuse me. You've made your comments. Everyone has had an opportunity to make their comments. Council takes that into consideration, and now we're moving forward. Thank you.
I am speaking through the chair, Councillor Zulak.
Yes, go ahead, and you said that was your last point, so go ahead. So we've added number six.
The host muted me. Thank you. Bye.
We've added number six, one of the conditions. The lot addition be 20 meters in width. Let's ask first of all for a show of hands on that, a vote. All those in favor of that amendment? Okay. And then on the resolution itself with the amendment, so it's the amended resolution, all those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Thank you, Council. Thank you, Mayor.
And we have 15.2, Resolution 24-218, moved by Councilor Kekkonen, second by Councilor Zulak. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the consent application to grant an easement over 163 to 165 Manitou Drive, as applied for an application number B13/2024 by Richard and Christina Van Leeuwen, and does hereby support the consent. Patrick, have any comments on this one?
Only that the Van Leeuwens own 163 and 165 Manitou Drive, and that there's a dwelling being built at 165 Manitou, and the best place for a water line is actually over the corner of 163, and that's why the easement is required.
And the property owners shouldn't argue with each other since it's the same people. Well, hopefully that'll work out. Any further comments from council? Any comments from the public? Okay, call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Is that all for Patrick?
Yeah.
Thank you, Patrick. You can stay if you wish.
Get out while you can.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor and Council. Have a good night.
Resolution 24-219, moved by Councilor Zulak, seconded by Councilor Haskell. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the minutes of the February 26, 2024 meeting of the Parry Sound Area Planning Board. Any discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-220, moved by Councilor Zulak, seconded by Councilor Pekkanen. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby received report FD-2024-06, the month-end status update for March 2024, from Fire Chief Robert Morrison for information purposes. Any discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-221, moved by Councillor Haskins, seconded by Councillor Kekkonen. Be resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby received report bylaw-2024-04, bylaw report January 2024 to April 2024 from Bylaw Enforcement Officer Tom Stoneman for information purposes. Any discussion on that report? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-222, moved by Councilor Zulak, seconded by Councilor Kekkonen. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the tender opening results for public works tenders and award the following. 2024-05, microseal surface treatment to Duncor Enterprises in the amount of $192,458 plus HST of $25,019.54 for a total amount of $217,477.54. And 2024-07, Center Road Paving to Hall Construction Inc. in the amount of $409,150.86 plus HST of $53,189.61 for a total amount of $462,340.47. Discussion? Councilor Kekkonen?
Just wondering, did we get a recommendation regarding the Center Road paving?
No recommendation was provided. I can say to council that Global Simple Paving did not submit a bid bond with their tender, whereas the other two proponents had. We weren't able, being unfamiliar with Global Simple Paving, staff isn't able to provide a recommendation at this time, but council can reach out to references if required.
I guess the other question we have to consider is the microseal is not a concern, but for the paving and the preparation for that, is there any consideration, anything we have to pass that on to our roads department and make sure that it's all prepped before them. Do you want another rider on here, or just...
So just with there being that large of a gap in the pricing, I'm just not, I was just sort of considering if the other proponent is able to do some of that work, just because there is a bit of a difference in the pricing.
But I think in that particular case, they didn't meet the bid requirements, right? The
Correct.
Other, yeah, so
okay.
They're not part of the...
Okay.
Well, my concern is, can we do the prep as the township?
Do we know? We don't know if we can do the prep.
Well, no, we're not aware. We haven't talked to the roads
okay,
yet.
Okay, so should we maybe defer this till we find out?
The microseal or the paving?
The paving. Or both.
The paving?
Yeah, just the paving if you did it. It's either that or you add a clause on the end, conditional upon preparation work being complete. If something like that, or we just maybe defer till next meeting, shouldn't hurt anybody's feelings, should work out fine.
We can find out.
For sure. One resolution, so I'm not thinking that one should just be gone then. In the sense that it's not being defeated, but it's being deferred, so we're not turned it into two resolutions. You can, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a good idea, and then you can do at least one separately.
On the tender sheet we received for the microseal surface treatment, it says on there Broadbent Road 3 kilometers and Center Road 2.9.
That was incorrect.
Yeah.
It should be
okay.
Balsam Road.
Right. Okay.
The tender was correct, just the opening form was there was an error.
Okay. I don't want the company come rushing in tomorrow.
No. You don't want micro sealed before you pave it.
Shall I add to the paving one that staff contact the proponent to ensure that they can do preparation work if required?
If required, sounds good.
Yeah, I like the if required. So the amendment to Resolution 24-222 is to remove the second clause which referenced the Center Road paving. I'll call the question first of all on all those in favor of the amendment. So it's just referring to the microseal surface treatment. The second clause has been removed. So those in favor of the amendment, removing the second clause. Okay, all in favor. And then the resolution itself, just referring to microseal surface. the resolution as amended. All those in favor? And opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-223, moved by Councilor Tekkinen, second by Councilor Zulak. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby award 2024-07 Center Road Paving to Hall Construction in the amount of $409,150.86 plus HST of $53,189.61 for a total amount of $462,340.47. And further, that staff ask Hall Construction they are able to also do the preparation work if required. Discussion?
What's wrong?
Well, I'm just thinking we need a backup plan if they can't do it. But anyway, I guess that's in our... We'll have to deal with that. So. Call the question. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-224, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Tekkinen, or Councilor Haskell, sorry. Whereas request for proposal number 2024-08 to provide an approved asset management plan before June 14, 2024 was released by the Township, and whereas one proposal was received before the closing date and time of March 28, 2024 at 2 p.m., and whereas multiple vendors reached out to staff explaining that the date of June 14, 2024 was unachievable, therefore did not submit a proposal. Now therefore be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby not award RFP number 2024-08 and further direct staff to release a new RFP to provide an approved asset management plan for all municipal infrastructure assets that identifies current levels of service as well as proposed service levels for the next 10 years, including the cost of maintaining those levels of service, to present to Council at the August 6th, 2024 regular meeting of council. Discussion? So from June to August, that gives them enough time, you think, this time that some of them could take it on? Okay.
Yeah, one minor thing, I don't know whether it, in the last paragraph, assets that identifies current levels of service as well as proposed service levels for the next 10 years. I'm just wondering, proposed service levels, whether it should be recommended service levels? Pretty minor, but I just wonder whether it is proposed.
You're right, we haven't got to that stage yet, whether it is going to be proposed. So.
Yeah, so I think in their report, they would be making recommendations which should, to continue with good assets going forward. Yeah, one other thing is that I don't think they'll be able to accomplish without just guessing, and whether they would guess. Okay, if they would guess, we can leave it in there, but it's including the cost of maintaining those levels of service to council, to give us a pricing, basically, on all. I don't think they're an asset management plan, they're going to be able to do that.
That's part of the asset management plan.
So, oh, they have before? Okay.
So the wording that was there, Carly, is that quoted directly from the asset management plan?
Yes,
so
that's
like,
correct.
So we're not making up wording. It's directly quoted from the asset management plan templates.
Oh, if that's the case, then probably then what I'm suggesting doesn't matter. I'm sure it does probably matter either way, most likely. Proposed or recommended.
No, that's good. Changes have been made there. That's good.
So, yeah, if they can give us costs on all our assets going forward, like, that's wonderful. I can't see it. Certainly cannot be written in stone
Oh, no.
By any means.
No, it's a guide, and it's, as I always say about asset management plans, they're always fluid. That's why you have to keep updated, and you have to keep an eye on it. It gives you a plan going forward, but it has to, some things have to be moved around as well. You can't necessarily do it right in the year when they say it. So.
Yeah, so each year you review it, well, then you would factor in the, you know, general increases to, you know, in that field. So it sounds good.
Any other comments? So the amendment was to change proposed in the last paragraph to recommended. Call first vote on that. All those in favor? None opposed. Carried. And now it's the amended resolution. All those in favor? None opposed. Carried. Resolution 24-225, moved by Councillor Zulak, second by Councillor Kekkonen, be resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby received the accounts payable preliminary check run report for March 2024 from Treasurer Roshan Cantia for information purposes. Discussion?
So on page 5, second line from the top, 12-1282, Champion Commercial Products, and this is, I think that's transportation.
Or? I have it here. Where's the, I was going to ask that too. I asked Roshan for a copy of the bill, and I was going to ask the same thing. What are those batteries for?
It looks like from that, ProCell Intense Alkaline Battery. So AA are usually the small, it's not a car battery.
Yeah, and AAA.
I believe they're for the camera system around the township property here because the alkaline, they last longer than the regular batteries, especially in cold weather.
So $700?
Yeah, they're more expensive, but we replace them less frequently.
Okay. Sorry, man.
Yeah, no,
I have the same question.
Well, I think we need to review the camera system. That if you know we're paying that amount every year, then it should be a system that's not using Wi-Fi cameras. That's using
hardwired
cameras. You never run have to worry about batteries. You don't have to worry about the camera going dead because the batteries went dead.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's just a yearly. Cost, I don't know.
We've just put these cameras in recently this year, so we can't really well determine how much they'll cost in batteries annually. I'm hoping these ones last quite a while, and I don't know if the invoice quoted how many packs were purchased. I'm assuming that's more than just one use. So that could be...
144.
Yeah, so that would be for multiple years, and it may have been cheaper to purchase in bulk. But I would have to look into that further.
Yeah, there's one question on page six at the bottom. Russell Christie. Mark Diamond can't Manitou. Just not sure what that's referencing. I may have missed something, but
are you referencing page 6 on the footer?
Page 9 on the
page 9.
Yeah. I'm just trying to recall things that we've done with Camp Manitou recently, and I can't.
I can speak on that, sort of.
Okay.
Roshan is aware of it. Back when Lance Shirk was here, there was some kind of building that they were talking about with Camp Manitou, and there were discussions going back and forth. Roshan's aware of what it was. But Russell Christie held on to all of these bills and then all of a sudden said, oh, we're not going any further. So I did bring them to Roshan's attention and I said, what are we supposed to do? Like, I'm not like, I can't speak on it. I don't know what was going on with Manitou. That was something that Lance and Roshan were working on. But ultimately, the bill had to be paid. So,
yeah.
And I don't think there's any way to recoup it.
No, we're in that situation. It's something that the previous council had agreed to, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And the bill's coming in now, so
mm-hmm.
we'll have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be good to follow up and see really what it was about. And just for the sake that we don't want any future bills dealing with the same subject.
No, my understanding from Ed Feldblum is that that was the end of it. That was it, closing the file down.
So can you find out what the file was about?
Yep. Yep, I can.
So a number at the bottom of the page 22 of the 24, and then regional Maple Leaf Communications, ad in Teenage Survival Magazine, $282, and it looks like this is the fire protection service.
Well, we went through that before, and my understanding was that our fire chief inherited all that, but it was disappearing. We weren't going to continue to pay that.
That
was pulling the ad.
That was my understanding as well. Yeah,
no, still running an ad, ever.
I mean, well, I went to their website and I tried to find where our ad was or what kind of ad it was or what we're paying for. I don't even know what this, it's hard to even determine what this thing is. And like, there's not a magazine that you can flip through the pages.
No, we talked about it before because I think this is the same one where they said, our fire chief had said that there's some local involvement from the high school. They're associated with this somehow, and that's why it had ran, I guess, in the past. But my understanding was it was to be canceled. It doesn't look like it has been. So certainly a clarification and hopefully put to rest. I mean, if it is benefiting local students, that's fine. But
yeah. Yeah, just to see what it is.
Right.
Like, when you can't even go to the website and flip through the magazine to see what it is, then you're wondering what you're paying for. It seemed like it was good intentions in that magazine, trying to support youth mental health and that. So, but I'd like to see what the ad was.
More comments and figures?
There was one. It's not a major amount, but just wondering with the page 5 of 24 to Service Ontario for plate meals. So is that like several trips going to plate meals?
For Mary Ina going to town?
Yes. That was for her mileage, yes, to go to Parry Sound. She had to go twice because we don't have a visa that will cover the amount. So we literally have to go to town to Service Ontario, get the total amount, and then come back and get a check and go back.
Wow.
Because CIBC won't entrust us with more than $5,000 limit on our credit card.
Okay, who's the signing authority on the check? Could you take a check with you that one person has signed? And then
You probably...
Not that it's a great expense
yeah.
to travel from town.
You probably could. Where that would screw things up for Roshan
right.
is in our accounting system, that it doesn't like you trying to sneak stuff in the back door. It likes everything to be in a certain area, so.
You want to upset the system?
It's a good one.
Okay.
Okay, call the question. All those in favor? None opposed, carried. Resolution 24-226, moved by Councillor Haskam, seconded by Councillor Kekkonen. Whereas access to health care is a fundamental right for all citizens, regardless of their geographic location, And whereas Hope Air, a charitable organization, has been tirelessly dedicated to providing access to health care by facilitating free flights and other services for patients living in rural and underserved communities in Ontario, ensuring they can receive vital medical treatment regardless of distance or financial means. And whereas Hope Air has been instrumental in bridging the gap between smaller communities and hospitals far from home, reducing the barriers that often prevent individuals from reaching medical care. And whereas the impact of Hope Air extends beyond the individual patients served, positively affecting families, communities, and the healthcare system as a whole by promoting wellness and reducing the burden of untreated medical conditions. And whereas the compassion, dedication, and commitment demonstrated by Hope Air and its volunteers embody the spirit of community and the belief in the inherent value of every individual's well-being. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby proclaim June the 7th, 2024, as Hope Air Day, in recognition of the invaluable contributions made by Hope Air to the health and well-being of individuals in Ontario's remote and rural communities. And further, we urge all citizens to join us in celebrating Hope Air Day and to reflect on the significance of ensuring equitable access to health care for all members of our society. Let us reaffirm our commitment to supporting initiatives that promote health equity and extend our gratitude to Hope Air for their unwavering dedication to serving those in need. Okay. Worked hard on that resolution. That was really well put together. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-227, moved by Councillor Kekkonen, second by Councillor Zulak. Be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the agenda for the District of Prairie Sound Municipal Association Spring 2024 meeting to be held on Friday, May the 17th, 2024, in the Township of Prairie. And further direct staff to register all members of Council and Carly Britton to attend the meeting with the cost of registration to be paid by the Township. Discussion? They want to speak to the agenda, and it's good to see the agenda. It's quite
involved. We're excited to announce that we have the Minister of Infrastructure, Kinga Surma, joining us for the afternoon. She'll be part of a roundtable discussion, which will be moderated. So if Council has any questions, please forward them to myself by May 3rd. Also at the roundtable would be Graydon Smith and possibly Scott Aitchison. He hasn't confirmed yet, but he's been invited. We're excited for the topics that we're going to be are going to be presented that evening, and there is a very good door prize at the end of the meeting with a high dollar value. So make sure you stay till the very end of the meeting and put your name in for that draw, because it's a very good prize.
So it sounds like that's when everybody stays to clean up. Is that the chance of winning a prize? Yeah. Well, that sounds really good, and to get those ministers like that's fantastic. Okay.
She worked hard.
Yeah.
She has worked very hard.
And the lunch, morally.
Yeah, it looks good, eh?
Yeah, surprised you didn't speak to that.
That's what I was saying.
I was hoping you just weren't all going and make sure there's enough.
Okay, any further discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Okay, resolution 24-228, moved by Councillor Zulak, second by Councillor Haskin. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the draft letter addressed to the Municipality of Whitestone in regards to the request for contribution towards property taxes of United Church Manse, located at 2 Lakeshore Road, McKellar, the McKellar Dentridge Pastoral Charge, and further authorize the letter to be signed and sent to the Municipality of Whitestone. Discussion?
Looks good.
Mm-hmm. All the question, all those in favor? None opposed? Carried. And resolution 24-229, moved by Councillor Zulak, second by Councillor Kekkonen. Be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby authorize the use of the youth room for the Recreation Committee's arm wrestling nights, held Mondays and Wednesdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Discussion? Councillor Kekkonen?
So do you know, Morley, do you know when he intends to move the arm wrestling table down there? Like,
I guess as soon as I text him if we...
Because I'm wondering if we can coordinate the... there was some miscommunication about the library tables.
Yeah.
So I don't know where those library tables are at this point in time.
In the library.
They're in the library?
Yeah, they're
okay.
Waiting on you to...
Yeah.
Not you.
So anyways, there was some miscommunication how they were going to get moved.
Mm.
Anyways, so I'm wondering if we can coordinate when the arm wrestling table is getting moved, if those tables can get moved at the same time, because the historical committee members are not capable of moving except for me, so I need some help moving those tables. And we would need, the historical committee wants to start reviewing and taking a look at St. Stephen's and Hemlock, so we need access to those churches, particularly if I see that Northern View Construction is doing work in St. Stephen's, but that's the preferable location to locate some of the stuff that's in the youth room now, in a spot within the church where it's not in the way. There's a lot of room in there, so even if it's in the center, I don't believe it would be in the way of what they're doing. Just, I think we need to start, you know, shifting our focus of, you know, display and what we're doing, because the more programming we have here, the better. Like this evening, there was basketball over in the community center, so it's good to see, you know, all kinds of involvement at the community center. So I'd like to coordinate somehow, or if Morley, if you have a day there that you want to move some stuff.
Yeah, I can help.
Okay.
Help you or whoever needs help. But I just, because I believe that at least the text to me that he went into the youth room and said there's all sorts of room the way it is now.
The only thing is those tables from the library, we're going to go there temporarily. But since it's going to be used, then there's no use shifting anything into that space and start shifting stuff out of that space.
Oh, yeah.
So you think you'll have enough able-bodied people with the arm wrestling group to help, is it?
I was thinking, yeah, then they can do that for the warm-up before they start arm wrestling.
Yeah, I don't know about being around when they are. They're, what, 7 and... 7 till 9 or something in the evening. It doesn't really interest me.
No,
like, come during the day or something.
Yeah, like, you know, I don't. Do you think they're going to move the table during the, maybe during the course of their meeting, like their arm wrestling meeting then?
Yeah, I don't. Do they have a table? I think, don't think it's a large table, is it?
No.
I haven't actually seen it, but
okay.
I think they can easily move it down there. And I don't think they've been having big turnouts.
Mm-hmm.
For it either, like I think it's just a few at the most right now, so it's
okay. Anyways, need some help coordinating moving stuff to St. Stephen's. So,
oh yeah, I'm willing to help that.
Yeah.
If I don't know about me coordinating it,
no,
if
no,
you
if,
want
just
to coordinate
if,
it,
if you and me move it, or
yep,
something
sure.
Like that.
Oh yeah,
okay.
I could be available for that.
So we need some keys for those facilities too.
Now, what you're moving out to St. Stephen's, that doesn't need to be climate controlled and material?
No, this
okay.
is not any sensitive artifacts or anything. It's mostly display cases and things that will be used at a later point in time.
Sounds good.
Well, I'll get help. I can supply a truck and a trailer.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah.
I'm going to take this in the library.
I just took a quick look earlier. And
well, they were in there the other day. They were pushed over into the corner.
Okay.
Do you want me to call Debbie and not and say that you're going to arrange to take them out of there at some point?
Yes.
And then you could.
Yes, because she did send an email about them, but then it didn't align with what the communication was, how things were supposed to be moved.
Okay.
So, anyways, I've just been waiting to find out how
well,
things are going
to
be coordinated.
You should just email.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be all the bosses that'll make it difficult.
Okay, call the question. All those in favor? Not opposed, Gary. Resolution 24-230, moved by Councillor Haskins, second by Councillor Zulak. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2024-29, being a bylaw to appoint. appoint a member to the West Ferry Sound Ontario Provincial Police Detachment Board. First and second reading, and further read a third time and passed at open council the 16th day of April 2024. Discussion? Oh, you can't back out. Councillor Keiflin?
Did someone else want to say something?
No.
Yeah, so this is just part of the changes with the Community Safety and Policing Act, which came into force and effect on April 1st. And there's a couple of, there will no longer be a CPAC, Community Policing Advisory Committee. It's going to be a OPP, West Perry Sound OPP Detachment Board. And so the members need to be appointed. They need to fulfill the required training by the province and a criminal background check. So, and then the board can be constituted. But those things have to come into play first.
Are all the townships on board? They're all doing it in time to get this board going. you won't know, I guess.
Yeah, and then the OPP detachment commander isn't quite ready at this point in time. They're trying to, the reporting and the information that the CPAC received previously is different than the requirements of the detachment boards. So they're not quite ready to implement the board from their perspective at this point in time. And there is, I think there's a requirement of 3 meetings per year. So like there's no, you know, as long as you have 3 meetings per year, it could be all in 1 month. So like, you know, if push came to shove that things didn't get in place until, you know, later on in the year. So there's no.
And the first meeting, will it be in the OPP detachment or?
No. So.
You'll talk about that as a
yes,
board, I guess.
Yes.
But.
Yes. Okay. But McDougall has offered a space to host meetings, the administration for the meetings, and so it seems like McDougall is sort of providing the support for the board.
So I imagine their space is bigger than our youth room. Yeah. That's good. Trying to segue, you know. Any further discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried.
The resolution for this one.
This is on the coaching bill?
Correct. So I would recommend that, there is no resolution to have a first any readings of the bylaw. This is just correspondence received from Coach Co. with regards to the questions that council had at the previous meeting. I did speak to Fire Chief Robert Morrison, and he would also like to take a look at the documentation as if council wishes to decommission this tower at 3 Sharon Park Drive. He wants to take a look at both this tower and the tower on Balsam Road to determine which tower is in better condition. So we're decommissioning one tower and not two. So he needs to provide some further comment, I think, before a decision is made. But I just wanted to inform council of the responses that Coach Coe's given to the township thus far.
Yeah, it's still a bit confusing. Our files indicate that the building is owned by the township. Well, I don't think we ever had a key. It was always the car that would pull up would be for Cogeco, and they would go into the building. So I don't know where that all came from, but that's going back a long time. And I think our fire chief is the one to look at it. As I said, there was a line running into the fire hall, so whether they're using it or... The thing that concerns me is that we just take it over and have no use for it, and then we're responsible for the decommissioning of $10,000 minimum. So they might as well take it apart if we're not going to use it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's actually proactive and talk to the fire chief about it.
Another person that is very knowledgeable about towers is Janet Clements, husband Bruce Clements. He attended some of these SmartCo meetings, and that was his forte. He looked after a significant portion of the communications with... somewhere with one of the EMS in Southern Ontario. So maybe he has has some ideas or can see some type of value with that tower, you know, for something in the municipality. So,
so that's good. You've got the name.
Yes.
Then you can mention that to the fire chief and make
yep.
contact. Yeah. Or if he doesn't, then good for the office, yeah. Councilor Zulay.
I just want to decommission it. He said that this inspection report was done in 2013.
Yeah.
And they said $10,000. And I was just, you probably have to have a crane or something with you to decommission it. And I was just looking at our check runs and for the rent to rent the rock truck and the cat dozer was $7,000. So can you imagine what it would cost for a crane? Like, really?
Yeah, and the person.
And that was
and
how many years ago?
And someone with the qualifications
yeah,
to climb
to
the tower.
It. Yeah. Like, it would be wild.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of questions to be answered, yeah. Unfinished business. Yes, Councilor Zulay.
Business. I'd like to put forward a motion.
No, this is unfinished. We're still doing it. We can go on to new business. That's fine.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Unfinished? Anybody got unfinished? Oh, yes, we do. Here, do it. Do it. Sorry.
Well, no, just if anything stands out from that chart.
Okay, sorry.
It's an update for us.
Because in our procedural bylaw, you're required to fill out a Form D. Did you fill out a Form D? We've had a problem in the past terms of council where things just popped up on the agenda. Council didn't have an opportunity to review the information. Those who were presenting the information had lots of time to discuss it among themselves, and then it would come to the table, and those who were not familiar with the information would sit there basically unaware of what was coming to the table. So I think the best process is that it is a motion, a notice of motion, that you would like to bring it forward at the next council meeting so that we can review the information instead of being put right on the spot and having to decide on a motion at that point in time.
Well, I would like to just say that I think that this is of the urgent nature. That's why I'm bringing forward this motion. And it's if you read the motion, did you read it? It's in our okay. It's what I'm proposing is whereas section 4.01.2 of the Township's Code of Conduct Bylaw 2023-23-53 states that the head of council is to act as the chief executive officer of the municipality. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby authorize the mayor to be entrusted with master keys and codes for all municipal facilities. Now, I don't think that is just common sense that the mayor should have those things.
And that's fine and dandy, but we have a procedural bylaw to ensure that everyone is aware of, and you had an opportunity at the beginning of the council meeting to add something to the agenda.
Yes.
So you could have done that at that point in time.
Okay,
and
I apologize, I didn't do that. But
okay.
Would council, would the rest of council mind taking this now?
I think the problem we have with what Councillor Kekkonen is referring to, we have a section on our agenda that says new business. And anything can come up in new business, somebody from the public can speak. When they get to the question comment or related items on the agenda, if something new comes up under new business, there was no prep for that either. So is it a glitch in our system? I know what you're referring to, and I'll just comment that prior to a couple councils ago, there was no Form D as business came up, and I think that's probably where you're coming from, the older procedure. And we've got that procedure in place since for council and for the public to be aware of what's coming up, you're right. But we still have the idea of new business which can pop up without being given necessarily at the beginning that there's going to be new business because it can come out of nowhere
mm-hmm.
if it is an emergency or whatever. not speaking to this particular resolution, but I'm just saying what Councillor Kekkonen is saying is it's true as it exists now, but we still have a bit of a problem with accepting information. And even though we have a cut, another example, we have a cutoff date for information coming in the Tuesday prior to the council meeting, and yet we look at emails up to the council meeting that come in. So, and the public wouldn't have seen those necessarily. So there is a concern about when we accept something and when we don't. And we have to be consistent, that's true. Anyway, put it out to the council what you want to do with it.
Yeah, I'm probably fine with the motion. I was just wondering if Mike was going to find exemption
yes,
to the rules there. Getting rid of all policies and bylaws. And
well, the problem was in the last term of council, as a councillor, I would arrive at the council meeting and there would be always surprises, which I had no opportunity to review, beware of, or prepare for. And I think that, you know, it's a very important, it was unbelievable. You know, it just one surprise after the next. So I think that this here, it's a very simple thing, but you fill out the Form D at the beginning of the council meeting, you present what it is you want to bring before council, and then council has an opportunity to decide if they want to add it onto the agenda. And better yet, you present it for the council meeting schedule the Tuesday before the council meeting. So that we see it, we see the resolution, we have an opportunity to read the resolution that's in our council package.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. And,
it's up to you.
I'm just
it's up to council. It's just I felt that it was an important thing at this time, the way the situation that we're in, and I thought it was important that to me it's a no-brainer. I think that the mayor should have the keys to all the facilities and the codes. So it's up to you.
Yeah. So what we talked about earlier, I think with. The fire chief was here. All it takes is a few, and Councillor Kekkonen has mentioned some without naming anybody, but he hasn't narrowed it down. It takes a few to set the rules for everybody, and that seems to what happened in the past. And so now we're following the rules that were put in place because of a few who abused the system. And I have no problem with the system, even with this motion.
So I'll read it. So it's like I think that it's good that you have concerns and there are things that you want to bring to the table, but I think being consistent. But I'll read out what these say because there is an opportunity where council can decide if they want that.
Table.
So if a member wishes to add an item that is not otherwise on the agenda when council is considering the meeting agenda. The member shall advise council of the item, and the member shall require a majority vote to have the item considered. All items to be included on the agenda will be provided to the clerk by members, staff, and the public no later than 1 p.m. on the Tuesday of the week prior to the meeting. So members wishing to have a matter placed on the agenda will provide the clerk with a completed form provided here to a Schedule D as amended. So council can decide, you know, normally at the beginning of the meeting. I wonder if there's another place.
That would make sense if it's true. Cause a simple one, say like that, I'd throw it in there. But if it was one that you want to do some research, I think even just one council member saying no, hold off, because I'm not comfortable making a decision. That can happen. It's happened lots of times in the past where it's like, whoa, like I got to make a decision now. I had no opportunity to do any research, so.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, but.
It's not something as far as I'm concerned. We want to follow the rules as they're written.
Yeah, it has a purpose.
But, you know, it can be abused. And so I don't think 2 weeks is going to make much difference. Unless something's happening in the 2 week period that I don't know about.
It's the motion after this one about having to go in to all these premises and inspect them.
That's right. Bomb inspection. We had that at school one point. if you see a brown paper bag or something, check it first. They get the students out, and then you check it as a teacher. And we said, what? Those are our instructions. So anyway, yeah.
If you want to.
We'll put that on.
I'm
not
putting it out to council.
We can vote on it, yes. We can bring it to the table, but just going forward, if we can ensure that the procedural bylaw is followed.
Just adding to the responsibility here, so.
Can't shoot from the hip anymore. Yeah, sorry. Took me a lot of years to learn that. Or did I? I don't know.
At least you've got a hip.
So we have resolution 24-231, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Pekkanen, whereas section 4.01.2 of the Township's Code of Conduct bylaw 2023-53 states that the head of council is to act as the chief executive officer of the municipality. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the council of the corporation of Township of McKellar is hereby authorized the mayor to be entrusted with master keys and codes for all municipal facilities. Discussion? I just want to mention that that wouldn't be abused. I'm just a situation that might be an emergency situation. I know it has in the past, where I'm fairly close. If something comes up, I can't come over. But I wouldn't go into a space, first of all, that's... it used to be I would know codes and that and set them up, but I wouldn't do that. And the same with the workspace and the fire department and the public works. Unless it was an emergency situation, I wouldn't just walk into those buildings because, you know, that's not my place, and we have people in charge of those buildings and those departments. But... you know, I appreciate, like you say, if something comes up and I happen to be close by. All the question then? All in favor? None opposed? Carried?
You always got to remember now that you're pretty much felons everywhere you go, too, so
yeah.
You got to keep good manners.
Another new business here. Oh, yes, okay, so we got this is for EDC. So resolution 24-232, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Kekkonen, whereas the township has received an application to amend the zoning bylaw from EDC Custom Contracting for the subject properties being 193 and 195 Manitou Drive, and whereas resolution number 24-121 approved consent application number B10/2024, subject to conditions, and whereas the applicant has submitted a complete application, the surveyor's real property report, and remitted payment. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby deem the application complete. Discussion? This is the one down at Tate's Island. It's bouncing around for a bit. The garage may be built already. This is just making sure that all the conditions have been met, and we wanted to run it by Council, certainly before staff sends it off to the planning board. That's where it's going, right?
The planner, yes.
Yeah. Okay. All the question then? All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Should I ask any other new business?
No.
Heck with you.
Public notices, announcements, inquiries, reports by council members. Anything you've attended, wish to report on?
I couldn't attend my last rec meeting because I had to go to a council meeting.
Well,
waste of time. But anyways, at that meeting, a proposal by Jeremiah Livingston to do youth basketball here at the community center, and council liked it, and I mean, rec liked it, and I guess they worked with staff and I heard that it was going on tonight, so another activity. So other than that...
basketball, you said?
Yeah, basketball.
That's interesting, because when we built the building back in the 90s, basketball wasn't allowed. Even volleyball was questioned, but volleyball was permitted, although some of the balls went up and hit the lights. Basketball was never permitted because there were nothing set up, no basket set up or anything. I don't know what they've got set up now. Maybe they're just practice.
Doing a portable.
Oh, are they?
I think roll in and set up kind of thing. And as long as they set up in the right spot, they shouldn't do any damage.
No.
I think it's youth, and I've seen some of them going in while I was outside there, and they were younger girls for the most part. And so hopefully there is no damage done. We'll have to keep an eye on it. And, but I think they're just setting up one net.
Yes, and they're also looking to move outside in the summertime when the weather's nice, so they'll be out in the paved portion of the parking lot, but then they'll be inside during the winter, and that's when they're hoping to get even more youth to come out to, you know, do a recreational activity during the winter.
Right. Well, I had an interesting thing brought up by one of the rec committee members I ran into, and that's involved in the pickleball. I guess they went over to look at the rink, and I guess the pigeon crap is just retarded amount, and so I guess he was looking at it, and he was wondering about netting all the way around, is looking at it as a possibility. So we may look into something like that that may keep the pigeons from being in there all the time. So we may look into that.
And not just netting, put it as like a wind shroud as well, because it gets, for some events, it's so cold in there because it's the air is, it's the wind is blowing in like a wind tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Some type of skirting up at the, I think Carling had something like that at their arena, I'm not sure.
Right. I know even Gordon and I discussed about portable sides at one time on it, so yeah, we'll have to look a little more into it, because the maintenance to try to keep it clean, I guess our roads department cleans it, but that's got to be an ongoing battle, I would imagine, just like the geese.
Yeah.
So anyways, I just thought I'd bring it up that we may look research out of it.
No, it's good. When it was first built, it was very comparable to the one down at Kinsman there, and just outside of Parry Sound. And then our CBO at the time, Reg, he added some things along the side that came in and built it in better. So it's better than a lot of them in the area, but there's still areas, you're right, where things can get in. And the netting sounds like a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, any other workshops, committees? No? They have resolution 24-233. Moved by Councillor Zulak, second by Councillor Kekkonen. Be resolved the Council of the Corporation of Thompson McKellar has hereby received the consent agenda for correspondence. Anything you wish to pull from there? All the question then, all those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Opportunity for questions, comments, period. From the public, any items on the agenda you wish to speak about, those in person and on Zoom? Hearing none, I have resolution 24-234, moved by Councillor Haskins, second by Councillor Haskins. Hold it. Do that. Nice try. You want out of here.
I had to try that to see if it would go through.
End of a long meeting, he'll never notice. I think I suggested that at the beginning, that's where you tried it.
Yeah, shouldn't let people influence me.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, moved by Councillor Haskins, second by Councillor Kekkonen. Be it resolved, the Council of Corporation of Thompson McKellar is hereby given bylaw number 2024-30, being a bylaw to confirm the proceedings of Council of first and second reading, further read a third time and passed the vote in Council on the 16th day of April 2024. Call the question, all in favor? None opposed? Carried. And resolution 24-235, moved by Councilor Kekkonen, second by Councilor Zulak. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of Thompson McKellar is joining this meeting at
8:51.
8:51 p.m. to meet again on April the 26th, 2024, for a special meeting of council to continue 2024 budget discussions or at the call of the month.